Homeward Bound, August 8, The Mission of the Church. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19, verse 10. The mission of the Church of Christ is to save perishing sinners. It is to make known the love of God to men and women and to win them to Christ by the efficacy of that love. The truth for this time must be carried into the dark corners of the earth, and this work may begin at home. The followers of Christ should not live selfish lives, but, imbued with the Spirit of Christ, they should work in harmony with Him. There are causes for the present coldness and unbelief. The love of the world and the cares of life separate the soul from God. The water of life must be in us and flowing out from us, springing up into everlasting life. We must work out what God works in. If Christians would enjoy the light of life, they must increase their efforts to bring others to the knowledge of the truth. Their lives must be characterized by exertion and sacrifices to do others good. And then there will be no complaints of lack of enjoyment. Angels are ever engaged in working for the happiness of others. This is their joy. That which selfish hearts would consider humiliating service, ministering to those who are wretched and in every way inferior in character and rank, is the work of the pure, sinless angels in the royal courts of heaven. The spirit of Christ's self-sacrificing love is the spirit which pervades heaven and is the very essence of its bliss. Those who feel no special pleasure in seeking to be a blessing to others, in working even at a sacrifice to do them good, cannot have the Spirit of Christ or of heaven, for they have no union with the work of heavenly angels and cannot participate in the bliss that imparts elevated joy to them. If the joy of angels is to see sinners repent, will it not be the joy of sinners, saved by the blood of Christ, to see others repent and turn to Christ through their instrumentality? In working in harmony with Christ and the holy angels, we shall experience a joy that cannot be realized aside from this work. The principle of the cross of Christ brings all who believe under heavy obligations to deny self, to impart light to others, and to give of their means to extend the light. If they are in connection with heaven, they will be engaged in the work in harmony with the angels. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 3, pages 381 and 382.